Let us turn in the Word of God to the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. This morning we're going to be thinking about the devil's subtlety. What a scene we have here. The coming of Satan onto the world stage to seek, to kill and to destroy. The devil does not really introduce himself. He designs to retain his anonymity. He speaks not a single word of who he is. Note how he always uses someone else to be his disciple and the slave of his workings. Here he incarnated himself in the serpent. To betray Christ, he incarnated himself in Judas Iscariot. He takes over others and uses them as slavish playthings in his hands. In an unfallen world, no fears were felt. What will happen again when Jesus comes was happening every day of the untainted earth. Isaiah 11 verse 8 says, "And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den." So Eve was not afraid when the serpent spoke. Eve was not aware of Satan incarnating himself in the serpent, but she had knowledge that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. The speaking serpent was something which helped to entice Eve to her sin. The unusualness created an interest. In the devil's disguising himself, we have an illustration of what his ministers do. They present themselves as something they are not, even as angels of light, 2 Corinthians 11:13. But just as the words of the serpent show the devil's true character and aim, their words reveal what they are. Therefore, let us not take as genuine everything that poses as Christianity. Remember that Jesus said, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Matthew 12, verse 37.